shown us in recent decades that these types of motivation are not fully discrete, but instead interact with and modify one another. Motivation code captures the unique and precise way that each individual is driven to achieve a specific kind of result. As you will see, understanding it has a number of practical benefits, from deeper engagement to better productivity to improved relationships. In the following chapters, you will discover a concise and effective explanation of what drives you. If you commit to the process described in this book, you will gain deep understanding of the why behind your actions and decisions and acquire tactical insights for how to find greater satisfaction in your life and in your work. This book will also change how you see the people on your team and how you organize and lead them through their work responsibilities. As I will share later, engaged teams are much more productive and collaborative and significantly more likely to stick together through difficult seasons. Once you have insight into the motivations of your team members, you can guide them with much more precision because you will understand what makes them tick. You will also be better equipped to retain top talent because you will understand what really drives them and know in which roles and team environments they are most likely to thrive. If you learn to speak directly to their unique motivations, you'll gain both their attention and their trust. So in short, this book will help you and those you lead to be more fulfilled and more productive, and to bring your unique contribution to the world every day. One quick note, listeners will notice that the authors occasionally use personal pronouns. Where I is used, it refers to me, Todd Henry. Where we is used, this refers to all four authors, myself included. Part 1. What drives you? Chapter 1. Unique motivation is the missing key. Frank was an engineer for a large public agency. He'd been doing well in his previous department, where he did a lot of research, technical engineering work, and problem solving. But he'd recently moved to a new department. In his new position, he did less technical engineering and research work because his boss wanted him to handle more and more project management. In this new role, Frank struggled to stay organized. He dreaded negotiating contracts with outside vendors. He didn't like working with all the details and regulations related to contracts and spreadsheets. As a result, he started avoiding some tasks, got behind in his work, resented taking home work when he had to, and generally wasn't performing well. Frank didn't understand why he wasn't flourishing in his new department. On paper, he was perfect for the job. He had all the right skills and expertise needed to succeed. Still, he felt frustrated and demoralized. But there were larger patterns playing out that Frank wasn't aware of, and these patterns play out in your life as well. Think about a time when you felt on top of the world or a moment of real accomplishment that stands out. Maybe you landed a big client you've been working on for months. Maybe you hit the game-winning shot that catapulted your team to the league championship. Maybe you helped a friend through an especially difficult situation, and as they left, you thought, wow, that was amazing. We all have memories of great achievements, but have you ever stopped to consider why those achievements were so meaningful? For instance, landing the client might have been about the rush of tackling an external challenge, gaining ownership over a new sales territory, or bringing order to another organization's processes. Hitting the shot might have been about the satisfaction of being a key contributor to the success of the team, shutting up the naysayers who said you would lose, or demonstrating mastery of the three-pointer. Helping a peer through a situation might have been about the joy of being there for someone else, influencing another's behavior, or sharing knowledge you'd recently learned. Like Frank, we often gloss over the deeper patterns of behavior and emotion that define our most cherished experiences without bothering to examine what they might say about us. Who has time to look backward when there's so much to do? However, it's by paying attention to these patterns that we can discover what most engages us, what yields true satisfaction, and what drives us to work more deeply, live more richly, and produce the best work of our lives. Eventually, Frank had had enough. He began working with a coach who helped him discover his motivation code. Through the motivation code assessment, Frank discovered that his top three motivational themes are evoke recognition, demonstrate new learning, and achieve potential. And just as important, his bottom two themes are bring to completion and organize. Frank's demonstrate new learning motivation led him to naturally gravitate toward researching issues and then teaching his technical expertise to others. And his achieve potential theme drove him to identify the best possible solution to every problem. So doing this kind of work in his previous role, he was energized and performed at a very high level. Frank had a reputation in